What happens when we die? This question has haunted humanity since the dawn of consciousness. Near-death experiences, NDEs, offer tantalizing glimpses into what might lie beyond. Reports of leaving one's body, traveling through tunnels of light, encountering deceased loved ones, and returning with profound insights. But are these merely hallucinations of a dying brain, or evidence that consciousness can exist independently of our physical form? The scientific exploration of NDEs challenges our fundamental understanding of the relationship between mind and brain, suggesting that what we call death may be less final than we've assumed. For centuries, we've debated whether consciousness is produced by the brain or merely transmitted through it. The materialist view that mind is simply what the brain does has dominated modern science, though this assumption isn't as scientifically grounded as many believe. Consider a television. When it breaks, the images disappear, but we don't conclude the TV created the broadcast. Similarly, correlation between brain activity and consciousness doesn't prove causation. The transmission model suggests the brain acts more like a receiver-transmitter, limiting and filtering consciousness rather than generating it. This explains why both brain damage and psychedelics alter consciousness in opposite ways. One restricts the brain's receiving capacity, while the other temporarily lifts its filtering function. Some of neuroscience's greatest pioneers rejected materialism after extensive research. Nobel Prize-winning neurosurgeon Wilder Penfield electrically stimulated thousands of patients' brains, triggering vivid memories and sensations. Yet he found consciousness remained separate. Patients could distinguish between stimulation-induced experiences and reality. Despite beginning as a materialist, Penfield concluded that awareness itself does not depend on neuronal activity. Similarly, Nobel laureate John Eccles proposed that consciousness influences neural firing patterns without violating physics principles, envisioning a brain receiving from conscious mind in a willed action and in turn transmitting to mind in a conscious experience. What's striking is that these conclusions came not from religious conviction, but from direct scientific observation of the living brain, pointing toward consciousness as something distinct from, yet interacting with, physical brain processes. When people come close to death, many report remarkably similar experiences, regardless of their cultural or religious background. They describe leaving their bodies, entering tunnels of light, encountering deceased relatives, and experiencing a realm of extraordinary beauty and peace. These accounts share consistent patterns across different studies, with the most commonly reported elements including feelings of peace, separation from the body, encountering light, life review, and meeting deceased relatives. What makes NDEs particularly compelling is their universality. Following a 1976 earthquake in China, physicians interviewed 81 survivors and found 40% reported NDEs. Studies in India documented experiences sharing core similarities with Western accounts, despite cultural differences in specific imagery. Native American accounts contain several components of Western NDEs, including out-of-body experiences and contact with the deceased. Cross-cultural analysis reveals that out-of-body experiences, encounters with otherworldly realms, and meeting deceased relatives appear to be universal NDE features. However, specific elements like tunnel experiences and life reviews show cultural variation. This pattern suggests NDEs reflect a genuine phenomenon filtered through cultural expectations, not merely hallucinations constructed from cultural beliefs. Perhaps the most compelling NDE evidence comes from blind people who report visual experiences. Kenneth Ring and Sharon Cooper studied 21 blind individuals who had NDEs, finding that 15 claimed to have sight during their experience. Most remarkably, 9 of 14 people blind from birth reported visual perception despite having no reference point for visual concepts. These experiencers describe seeing their physical bodies from above, medical teams working on them, and vibrant otherworldly landscapes with consistent detail. One woman, blind from birth, accurately described her doctor's tie pattern and color. Another case involved Nancy, who became completely blind when her superior vena cava was accidentally sewn shut during surgery. During her NDE, Nancy accurately described people in the hallway, including specific details about their clothing and postures that were later verified. Materialist explanations for NDEs face a serious challenge: veridical perception. Cases where individuals report accurate observations of events they couldn't have known about while clinically dead. A compelling case from a Dutch study in The Lancet involved a man who, after being resuscitated from cardiac arrest, recognized a nurse and correctly described how she had removed and stored his dentures while he was unconscious and without heartbeat. In another case, Al Sullivan accurately observed his surgeon's unique habit of flapping his arms, pointing with his elbows, before scrubbing in for bypass surgery. Most remarkable is Pam Reynolds' case. During brain surgery, her body temperature was lowered to 60 degrees, her heartbeat and breathing stopped, her brain waves flattened, and blood drained from her head. Despite being clinically dead, she later reported detailed observations of surgical tools and conversations that occurred during her operation, all independently verified by medical personnel. The evidence from NDE suggests a profound conclusion: consciousness can function independently of a properly working brain. This doesn't mean we should abandon scientific inquiry, quite the opposite. True science is a methodological process of discovering truths about reality that must remain metaphysically neutral. When science weds itself to materialist metaphysics, it ceases to be an objective process of discovery. Four specific NDE features challenge the materialist paradigm: normal or enhanced mental processes when brain function is severely impaired, accurate out-of-body perception, perception of deceased acquaintances, and verified perception of events not accessible to biological senses. Together with evidence from reincarnation studies and other phenomena, they build a compelling case that consciousness may continue beyond bodily death. How could someone blind from birth with no developed neural pathways for vision suddenly have detailed visual perceptions? How can consciousness perceive accurately when the brain shows no activity capable of processing sensory information? These phenomena directly challenge materialist explanations of consciousness and suggest perception might exist independently of physical sense organs. What if death isn't an ending, but a transition? The scientific study of NDEs invites us to reconsider our most fundamental assumptions about consciousness and its relationship to the physical world. These experiences consistently transform those who have them, reducing fear of death, increasing compassion, and shifting focus from material success to meaningful relationships. Perhaps the most profound implication isn't about death at all, but about life. If consciousness isn't merely a product of brain activity, but something more fundamental that temporarily expresses through our physical form, how might that change how we live? Rather than fearing our eventual dissolution, we might recognize ourselves as conscious beings having a temporary physical experience, connected to something far more enduring than our biological machinery. The boundary between life and death, once thought impenetrable, appears increasingly permeable under scientific scrutiny. Whatever lies beyond may be the greatest journey we'll ever take, one for which near-death experiences provide an extraordinary preview.